Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. Just a quick rant of truth here, or in this case, a quick rant of speculation. But for episode purposes, we'll call it a QROT. This idea of Erica Kirk now shooting down conspiracy theories. I don't even need to know the details, but I'm going to tell you kind of a species of this. It's okay to talk about what you know, but what people will do, and sometimes they're recruited for it, is to just go beyond what they know. Oh, there's nothing to the Israelis being behind it. Oh, there's nothing to the lavalier mic actually being the explosive device. You don't know that. Stop it. Now, it's fine for her to be interviewed and for her to think there's not much to it, but it doesn't mean anything. And as I said, go listen to, I should just rename it Sons of Anarchy / Turning Points of Anarchy, because the intrigue of that organization is a classic situation. I said, explain in another episode, I'll Cliff's note it here, that when you see who's supposed to be the bright, shining next leader, the son of the great leader, who's supposed to take over, and now you see him having doubts about the mission, you as a super loyalist of the organization, at least as a collective of the different loyalists of the organization, somebody in there might have a real problem with that. If someone discusses with them enough, they may go, man, his leadership is not going to be good for this organization. So there's plenty of intriguing, and I mean that in the way of intrigue, motivations potentially in an organization like that, that's very about a mission and, you know, religious centered and so on. But just remember that Erica Kirk saying downing conspiracy theories, what does she know? What would she know if the Israelis, for instance, said, well, you know, I thought I had an episode on this, but this crazy situation where Hamas leaders, where the Israelis created a whole fake cell phone company. I'm not even kidding you. Just so that eventually, I mean, the marketing, everything looked legit. Just so they could get in the hands of Hamas terrorists. Old cell phones or even pagers, I can't remember. One or the other or both. Because terrorists would not like to be tracked with the newest stuff. So it could be an older phone and or a pager. And then on one day, they blew them all up and killed a bunch of Hamas leaders. This is the type of organization you have. You don't think they could switch out one lavalier mic? And so all I'm saying is that, although I'm now delving into that, which I had not delved into before, that Erica Kirk wouldn't know anything, so she has no idea. I mean, why would just the grieving widow know anything about anything? And even if she did know something about it, what good were denials do? You know, like, is she really behind it? Because people have stated, oh, well, you know, she was an actress to begin with. It's very suspicious. She's acting here. I have not tried to understand that, watched the videos. I do have an acting background as far as, you know, being in parts, and therefore, because you're in parts, you're trying to do well with parts. You do try to understand what it looks like to act well, what it looks like not to act well, and so on. I have not looked with a critical eye whether I think, you know, she's faking or anything like that. But this idea that, you know, maybe she is somehow a turncoat, I couldn't tell you. But if she is, then what good were her denials be? Now, quickly as to the lavalier mic, I did think it was fishy and could not quite place it. That why would the cuff just move wherever it hit on the shirt? It just briefly touches the shirt. We can't see anything, and then all of a sudden, it's in the other side of his neck and he's bleeding profusely. Now that was interesting, right? Like, I don't remember, the videos are gone. Of course, I haven't watched that a lot. Like, the wound on the left side of his neck, that was an exit wound. Did we really see the entry wound? And if it was like right below his collar, I'm not remembering the exact location, is it weird or not that it just kind of fluffed the shirt? And I thought it was kind of the top edge of the shirt, yet we don't see an entry wound. And even then, isn't the angle a little off? Now, this is not me really thinking through it, but I thought the exit neck wound was higher vertically on the left than the collar. So how would the angle work? I'm not saying that's correct, but I'm trying to think of what I was aware of from the video, it seemed like that was clearly above the collar. So wouldn't that be the collar, C-O-L-L-A-R? So wouldn't that mean an upward trajectory, which might be more indicative of the lavalier mic itself was the actual explosive? Listen, I mean, I mentioned, I think, in an episode, although when I've gone to look, I can't find this one, but as a CIA guy talking about guys, I've been associated with the CIA for a long time, know of its workings, and we are just blown away by what the Israelis do instead. It was, as he was discussing, you know, that idea of the pager and the phone company that was entirely made up so they could get phones into the hands of Hamas and kill them all on the same day as an operation. It's like, we are like fifth graders compared to them. It's insane. So would I put it past them if that was their interest? Absolutely no. But anyway, regardless, without going in it further, Erica Kirk's denials, at most, she's uninformed. So it's just one of those things where, and I'm not saying she's not just a grieving widow, but what I'm telling you is it has as much probative value as just the dude down on the corner telling you whether or not the conspiracies might be true. It has no more value than that. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth.